Nicely with Martin Besser.
Richard Brousseau, he is a crime expert, our guest on the show this morning, who's just made it even more difficult for me to buy a car. I have never been this indecisive ever in my life buying a vehicle. I've been in the market now for an SUV. I want to buy myself a nice SUV, big enough for the extended animal family, but also the band.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, I have changed my mind so many times now. If it weren't for arrogant sales staff, because that for me is also, I'm a people's person.
Yeah, somebody tried to oversell you a car.
You know, I want to feel comfortable with the people selling me. I buy a car from people.
Yes.
So I want to be comfortable with you because I know at some point, you know, we're going to fight about the services. No.
And I'm voting you.
So you've got to keep that in mind. Then you've got to keep in mind value. You know, how does it keep its value? You have to keep in mind what Richard just said now, insurance. And, you know, how easy it is to steal. It's actually not that easy anymore just to go and buy a car.
No.
Yeah.
There are so many boxes you need to tick. I swear to you.
Especially with so many options, because just 10 years ago, there weren't nearly as many brands on the road.
Dude.
There's a lot of options, so a lot of thought has to go into it.
Lots of new Chinese cars coming
Absolutely,
in as well.
Absolutely, as well.
And they make them pretty. That's they become hard.
Do add more affordable, and I wonder if that's not going to start impacting on the crime stats.
Well, as Richard said, in the defense of the bigger brands that often get mentioned when it comes to theft, it's because of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there are more, you know, of those cars around, more of them will be stolen.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just a case of numbers, I guess. Right, let's move away from cars. What's the next? Richard is here to give us the five crime trends that we as South Africans should keep in mind, should be aware of. So, keyless car theft, one thing. What's the next thing?
The next thing is robberies and theft at malls. You know, okay. The festive season is coming up. People are relaxed. We've had a long year. COVID is gone and everything. So people tend to drop their guard when they are shopping malls. For example, you go to the mall. The lady with her daughter, for example, you get approached in the shops by an individual that says, listen, very sad face, would you help me buy nappies? You know, my kids and so. People, please do not get involved. Please don't go buy nappies for somebody at a shopping mall. It's just one of the old tricks where they go and they return the nappies afterwards to get the finance, the money back from the actual shop. But now you walk out of the shop, you now wake up. Your handbag is probably zip closed so nobody can steal stuff while you did shopping and everything. Next moment, you hear gunshots going off. Normal South African scenario is to pull out your cell phone and you want to film what is happening. You must keep in mind, why are the robbers shooting right now? They're getting confronted by either shop owner or by security. When you hear gunshots going off at a mall, try and move to the sides. Give those robbers a space to move away. Fall flat to the ground with your kids on your stomach. Your feet must be facing in the direction of the noise. You know what? If a bullet now comes your direction, it has to go through foot, leg before it hits a vital organ. It's not nice to talk about these things, but the festive season and it's coming, and the chances of it happening in South Africa, I wouldn't say is good, but it's always there.
It's possible.
Yes. Now you move out to your motor vehicle. You know about car jamming, so obviously when you locked your motor vehicle, you did make sure the door is locked. Now the criminal looks at you when you lock your car. He says, you clever. Look how you locked the vehicle. Look how you made sure the vehicle is locked. They do jamming in reverse now, where they allow you to enter your vehicle. Your stuff, obviously the shopping and stuff, will be in the boot. They know most people in South Africa do not lock car doors themselves. They rely on the vehicle doing it for them. So now they jam your vehicle. You know, most doors lock if you go over 20, 25 kilometers an hour, or yes, you drive 30, 40 meters. The doors will not lock now. I jammed the small little vehicle the other day up to 600 meters. Most frequencies car or the receivers accept is either 433 megahertz European cars or 315 American and Japanese cars. So they jam the signal. They slow you down when you want to leave the parking area. Somebody comes from behind, opens the boot, grabs your stuff, and off they run. So if you've done your shopping and you entered your vehicle, lock the door yourself. If the door does not respond to your command, so let's say now you're pressing the button and the door doesn't want to lock, don't panic. panic now. Switch off your motor vehicle. Key out if it's an older vehicle. Open the door, close, count to 10 and start again. The computer will reset. These robbers will not jam you for longer than 30 seconds. The robber says, if I jam you for too long while you are in the vehicle, you might realize there's something wrong. Mm. Call security. We are going to have to leave the parking area empty-handed. So they're actually only about 30 seconds is the danger time. So lock the doors yourself.
And happy shopping. Please come again.
Yeah.
That's a lot to remember right there. Okay, so jamming is in the news more and more and more.
Yes,
and more.
Yes.
Sister, and what does that device look like?
A jammer. The jamming device, you can either use a little two-way radio, you know, the walkie-talkies the security companies use,
yes,
or you use a universal gate remote, the normal gates that you use at your house.
And they block your
signal.
That's
it. More than 90% of motor vehicles, the older vehicles, work on those two frequencies, 433 megahertz or 315, exactly the same as automated gates and automated garage doors. Yeah. So you can imagine how busy the frequency becomes on a Saturday, Sunday morning at the big shopping malls.
Of course.
So to jam it is quite easy.
And once again, these aren't suspicious objects. Walkie-talkies and remotes.
That's it.
I mean, you see them all the time.
That's it. That person sits two parking bays from your vehicle, casually window open.
Oh, they sit in a car?
Yes. Press the button, wait till you've left, and then approach and steal out of your motor car.
Richard Brissot, our guest on the show this morning, crime expert. Top five crime trends that South Africans should know about, especially heading into the festive season. There are three more.
Wake up. First thing in the morning. Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning, everybody.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.